Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
What's with the size
with
coming
Ike, Spike,
right back
and Fritz?
From break?
What's that?
Yeah, you just, it's two size.
It's just been it's been a high leverage situation.
Okay,
have I performed better than Hoffman did in my high leverage situation?
Well, better than because yesterday was another high leverage situation with the Kensington Minson call.
Yes,
Brian Daboll situation.
Yes,
not the best. Today, good bounce back spot.
Okay, yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting that yesterday.
I know.
I wasn't expecting to argue. I came in before we started the show. I told Ike, "Hey, I'm gonna be very pro Sirianni today." I mean, I think yes. And then I just ended up
threw me off
fighting about Brian Daboll.
He threw me off.
All right.
I was like, "Hold on, aren't we together on this?"
Yeah. We've been together on a few takes recently. Yeah. You know. So everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I don't know if you can tell, but I get annoyed by things pretty easily.
Mm.
I think it's kind of a prerequisite to work in sports radio is you have to be annoyed.
Yes.
About a lot of things at a lot of times.
Yep.
Always offended by something. So here are the top five things that I just can't take anymore. Number five, and we've talked about it all show, but it's like the Sixers injury news. I can't hear reevaluated in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I can't. It's just, it's so exhausting. I can't wait for Sixer season. But then it's Paul George is hurt. And then it's Embiid isn't ready to go for the start of the season. And then I'm just waiting for something to happen to Maxey. I don't know. It's just every single year they find a way to just dampen the spirits.
It's so much different than a team that is just bad for 10 years or that doesn't give you hope. The way that the Sixers have been able to ruin your hope over the last several years is really unmatched in sports history.
Yeah.
I have no idea how we've done, you know, because we talk Sixers on WIP, but it's not Sixers radio 24/7 the way that we are with the Eagles or the Phillies. But the podcast is always the Sixers. I can't believe we're still doing it after 11 years. It's almost like we love the beatings or something.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and it's one thing I agree with fans on. I think a lot of the fan stuff against Embiid today is less about my opinion about whether they... It's more about they just can't handle it anymore.
The history, yes.
Yeah. It's just exhausting. I agree. For a team that has a player this great, we shouldn't be so exhausted all the time.
And I'm exhausted to the point where I'm just accepting.
Yes.
I know, which is a tough spot to get to.
I've been pushed
it
here.
Takes years.
Yes.
It takes years. And
yes.
It's going to be such a shame because I know how this is going to work. We're going to look back on Embiid in 10, 15 years and be like, we had it pretty good.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what I've made sure not to take for granted.
Yes.
I won't be in 10 years like, man, I wish I'd have watched him a little bit more and paid more attention to him. Nah, I've
You've
pretty
been
much
in on
seen him.
Him,
yes.
I think people will probably feel a little bit of the way they feel about Donovan. In that, I think looking back on it, everyone agrees now that Donovan was the best quarterback we ever had in the organization. And I think you look at
it's funny how...
The
last two guys, that Jalen and Carson, fans would have ranked them ahead of Donovan as better quarterbacks.
Yes, there were moments for both.
Yes.
But then you look back and you're like, oh, if you're good for more than one or two years, that's how you get ranked at that point.
Yes.
And I do think at some point, assuming this doesn't end in a championship, I think people with time, like, man... I think they will be more disappointed that it didn't happen, and your point is correct, Jack. I think they'll say, wow, we got to watch one of the best players
we've
ever seen.
Arguably the most talented Sixer ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's fair to make that argument. Well,
outside of Wilt.
We've done it with Iverson, though. I mean, we've done it with Iverson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We look back on Iverson now, how great it was. The Iverson time was turbulent.
People were fighting about Iverson all the time.
Every
that was Howard.
Day.
Yes. Yes.
Howard's fault.
Yeah.
Yes, every day.
Well, but he earned it, too.
Of course he did. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That was one of the...
Dude. AI has just about as many stories off the court as he has on the court.
Yes. Well, I remember when we hired John Ritchie back. John hadn't been in Philadelphia since he played here. But when he played here, it was when Iverson was here. Mm-hmm. And he heard everybody talking about Iverson in these glowing terms. And I remember him asking me, he's like, I don't remember Iverson being beloved. the way. So,
yeah.
All right.
The fourth thing I can't take any more of, and I think this is relatable for a lot of people. Not sure if you guys have felt it in Jersey. It's definitely more of a PA thing. The political ads are just...
Oh, it's everywhere. Oh,
yeah. It's out of control.
What do you mean? What do you think? We live in another...
No, but not...
On another planet?
Apparently, PA is an important state.
Yeah, it's not... We don't live in a battleground state.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's just street signs all up and down.
Yes.
Every single... It's what, 15 days, right? Until it's over?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Well,
Come on, man! Get to the polls!
Yeah.
Well, it's YouTube, too, by the way. Every YouTube thing I put on, every podcast thing I put on, it's like, there it is
again. Some people say it's on WIP too much.
Well, we got to take the money. Yeah, like, we got to pay our salary somehow, but I will be happy when those are gone as well. I just want to be like, I get it! I know who's running! I know! All right.
Yes. Get out and vote. Okay. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. We got it. The third thing I can't take any more of, and I don't know if you guys have seen Twitter in the last 20 minutes, but Bron and Bronny put a commercial out together. Don't be late for the game, Rook. I cannot wait for this nonsense to be over with.
Just I actually like this.
Dude, it's sickening. He has an over-under tonight of 1.5, Ike, of points.
Take the under.
No, I'm going to take the over. I mean,
Bronny, I take the over.
Dude, 1 point, it's a bucket. He can't score a bucket.
I think they're going to leave him in there until he scores.
This season, really?
This season's not about a championship for them.
Oh, no, I know that. No. He's not scoring.
Oh.
Unless he gets a phantom foul call.
Well.
Dude, he couldn't score in the preseason. You think they're about to put him out there with real NBA players?
And do you think an NBA player wants to be scored
on
by Bronny?
Exactly, by Bronny James.
His own players might play defense on him. On the Lakers. Bronny has been blessed into a great life.
Yes.
Obviously. But I have sympathy for him in that what LeBron has wanted makes life harder in a lot of ways on Bronny. Mm-hmm. I want this game to be over. That way they can send him to the G League and let him be a G League player for a little while and not have this. The poor guy. A second round. When you name another second round pick in basketball history who's going to have a target on him like Bronny does in those games, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. It's the blessing and the curse of being LeBron's son and, you know, your dad being somewhat of a narcissist. That's just what it is. And
would have no idea.
Yeah. So, you know. And in all honesty, good for them tonight. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I'll be watching. I won't be hating. I won't be on Twitter hating. Good for them. I actually like the Don't Be Late Rook commercial, the little thing he's promoting
right now.
That's actually funny.
Good. Look at you. Positive about LeBron. Cut that audio.
You know, I have my moments.
I'm going to bet on the over 1.5, too.
I think it's plus 140.
I'm going to take it.
I'm just telling you, don't be surprised.
Get a hard foul.
Come on.
If that goofball,
he's gonna get a foul,
dude. If he gets a hard foul, and he doesn't make those free throws.
Yep,
he's in for it.
Well, he's going 1-for-2 at the line.
Oh,
just know that his dad can't shoot free throws, so that ought to be expected.
It didn't pass down.
Yeah,
it didn't. More of a train wreck. This Lakers season or this Cowboys season?
Oh, this Cowboys season.
I don't know, man.
The Lakers season has potential simply because of how smug and condescending J.J. Redick is, too, because he's going to fight with media all the time.
Yeah, he hasn't even irritated me yet.
I keep forgetting he's a head coach.
Me too. Me too.
Maybe because he's never coached before in his entire life. Makes it hard to imagine he's head coach of the Lakers. But
I just keep forgetting.
Yes.
The second thing I can't take any more of, and this is a personal one, I can't take any more 2022 Phillies highlights. I'm out. I've seen them all. I get it.
Wow.
Well, hold on.
I know. He lived on the 08 highlights for a long time. I know. It's just the every day it's like, oh, on this day 2 years ago, there was a game four. It's like, I can't do it.
That's why he can't take it, because this is a painful reminder of us not being it. This is a guy who was watching highlights during an Eagles game.
I know.
At the game in the press box.
Yeah. Well, Big J's didn't love that one.
And I imagine your Twitter feed is probably intense with Philly stuff all the time.
Yeah. I need new memories. One memory this year was game. It was the Castellanos walk off and the Bryce.
Yeah, no, we can't celebrate that walk off.
No, it meant no. Squata.
Yeah, nothing.
Ugh. Anyway, but the number one thing that I can't take any more of, I can't see anymore, is Elliot Shore Parks trying to turn into Brian Baldinger. These film breakdowns from a guy that never played football, and he's whispering into a microphone.
I don't ever listen to him. I just
he talks.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen to him.
Dude, he talks. He's like, yes. I think Jalen here is looking for, like, why is it so soft? And, like, I just.
Because he's trying to. Stop, man. Guy's trying to break down video without being all overly excited about it. You know,
he's objective.
Just, yes,
this is what the tapes tell. Who told Elliot, you need to be an all 22 guy? Who told him that? Is it Lakin?
Rod Lakin told him that.
It's funny, when I watch the videos, I think to myself, I didn't play football. You're wrong here, Elliot. What are you talking about?
You don't think their first read was to Jack Stoll in the red zone?
Yeah. I love Elliot to death.
That should have been the first sign that he was wrong about that play right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Stoll and Graham. Is it Grant or
it's
Graham?
It's Grant Calcaterra.
I never get his name right.
Yeah.
Did he even get a target?
I think he had one catch. He had a catch,
okay.
I believe.
I was looking for him this week. He had a good game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I had him plus 600.
One catch, 11 yards, I think is what he was.
So he was cooking.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Dorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. We didn't get to this earlier, but because you mentioned the Phillies, I wanted to bring this up. So, Ike, when we went to game 3 with Citi Field, that big Mets fan group we were sitting near, that is...
With the orange that stuck out like a thumb.
Like
yes.
A thumb.
That is a fan group called the Seven Line.
Yep.
I would say that they are similar to the Ricky Lunatics, maybe, in a baseball version.
Well, Sons of Ben.
Yes, just like Sons of Ben, except that they're way more annoying than Sons of Ben. So Darren, I believe, is the leader of the fan line. I think he controls the account. And he tweeted this today. Yes, the Mets didn't win at all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade. Anyone know if they've cleared their lockers out? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot at Citi.
When did they lose that game?
3 days ago?
Yeah.
I got news for you. They cleaned their lockers out.
Yes. They're probably not even in New York anymore.
Yes, they all left the next day.
A parade. You losers. They came in fourth place. They have the highest payroll in baseball.
At least when the Phillies had their fluke run, they made it to the World Series.
Yes. So Yankees fans were not annoying when I was in New York. Giants fans also not annoying. Mets fans and Jets fans are whiny little babies. Mets fans especially. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. It's amazing to me. They have the richest owner in baseball. And the whole attitude of Mets fans were, ha, 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 ha. King Cohen's going to buy everyone for us. He's going to spend tons of money. Ha, ha, the Yankees are now the little brothers. And then they still had the highest payroll in baseball. And today they're like, ha, 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 we're the underdog story that nobody could save. We'll give a parade for them for winning a round in the playoffs. Two rounds, actually, I guess. The Mets fans, and this guy specifically, are so annoying. I hope this offseason blows up in their face. The other thing we saw with Mets fans is they are obsessed, and these seven-line idiots, putting their own names on the backs of their jerseys.
I was like,
Who are
all these players?
Yeah. Dude, get a strawberry jersey.
Right.
You know? Get a Doc Gooden jersey.
Oh, it was 200 different Mets players, man. They had jerseys of. Like, they had no names of actual
players.
Current players.
It's like, look at me. I'm on the Mets. Get a Piazza jersey. You know, get a David Wright jersey. Yes. There are plenty of legendary Mets players for you to celebrate. You don't need to put your own name on the back of your jersey. And this loser, not that there's anything personal, was the biggest whiny little baby when I was up in New York. Anytime any of our hosts would say something negative about the Mets, all this guy would do would, this is why WFAN is not what it used to be. And blah, 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 blah.
I thought they only did that here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's everywhere.
These king losers, the seven-line Mets fans, complained all the time. Sal Licata said something that he said there was a chemistry problem with Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, blah, blah. How do you know about the chemistry? You're not even in the clubhouse. This is why WFAN has gone downhill.
It's not personal, though.
Yeah. I can't stand that.
I love to see you get worked up,
brother. A parade. Have a loser parade around in Queens. Have a good day.
Well, we walked that.
Yes.
Yeah, I was pro Queens. There's no skyscrapers. I thought all of New York was skyscrapers.
You found an expensive sandwich shop.
Yes, you did. I paid for
$59 for two turkey sandwiches and a piece of avocado toast. By the way, wasn't even good avocado toast. You know, it was literally just a regular piece of bread with avocado on it.
Yeah. That's your city.
This is not my city. I didn't even live in that city. Live near that city. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
First of all, I wanted to talk a little about last night, the first period, the first quarter of the Tampa game and the Ravens.
You're calling to call about the Bucs and the Ravens?
The first couple series, okay? The Tampa Bay offense ran the ball exactly a lot of the same plays that they did against the Eagles, okay? And they got out to a lead, and they got out to 10-0. It should have been 14-0. But anyway, after that, Baltimore figured it all out, and their offense started getting it on. And I mean, I went to bed at halftime, but 41-31, whatever.
Herb, are you going to start doing film breakdowns on Twitter like Elliot?
What I want to do is, okay, what I want to do is with the Eagles, okay, and Ike understands this because he played for the Eagles. Every week is a different week. Okay? Every week is a different week. There's going to be some weeks where we can run the ball for 200 yards plus. There'll be other weeks where we can pass the ball for 200 plus yards. Okay? That's every team we play is different. Certain teams are good against the run. Other teams are good against the pass. The key is to keep these teams off balance. And that's the key. Keep them off balance. Keep them, you know, thinking that it's going to be a pass, okay, and then instead it's going to be a run. So by mixing it up is a good thing. Other than that, we just got to keep going. It's 1 week at a time, and that's it. With whatever players are healthy, those guys are on the field, that's it. Okay, whatever. But I see a lot of these two rookies on the defense. I see these guys are tackling. This is what we didn't do last year. Okay, so we're making progress. We're making progress.
Awesome. Okay.
That's all I can say to you.
Right. All right.
Right now, but I told you about the Sixers.
Yep. Anything else? What do you have on the Flyers?
What's that?
The Flyers. Michkov. What do you think of Michkov so far?
Yeah. You know, I got a job with the Flyers on Saturday morning. I got to be down there at 5 a.m.
To do what?
Pick up the Flyers players, yeah.
They're trusting you with that?
I'm driving them somewhere close by in the area.
At 5 a.m.?
5 a.m., dude, yeah.
You driving Michkov?
I'm getting up around 3 in the morning, dude. Well,
that doesn't take that long to get to the city.
Well, he's got to get ready, have a cup of coffee.
Do his hair.
If Michkov is on there, I'll get a picture.
Yeah.
All right, send it to me. Yep.
All right, Herb, we'll deliver that news to the Eagles that they should mix it up. I appreciate you, man.
Well, you know, the Blitz, listen.
Yep.
Last time we played Cincinnati, it was a tie game. You know, I told
it's actually
a
pretty good
Brandon,
recall.
This is payback week from like 4 years ago when we played them, okay?
And for the Yeezy Foundation.
Jalen wasn't playing then.
No, he was just a rookie.
Peterson was the coach.
Yep.
It was. What was that score? 19-19 or something? I forget.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. So, you know, this Cincinnati, they got some stuff.
And Doug,
they got the receivers.
Doug went for the field goal on the tie.
No, Doug punted the ball at the end of the game.
Right.
We got to be ready to play
in this city.
We got to be ready to play, and the defense got to be ready. We can't give anything. You know, these guys like to go deep, and they like to run slants. They like to run the post pattern.
Oh,
I think Doug punted from like the 50-yard line.
No, yeah, you can see he was playing for the tie. Yeah, he's playing for the tie.
Coming up next, Don Johnson of Miami Vice.
John Johnson?
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
I have no idea who Crockett is.
No idea.
Don Johnson and Kerry Russell present the Best Supporting Actress Award on this year's Academy Awards.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb. See you, man.
You good, Herb?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. All right. I hear you, brother.
All right, good luck with the Flyers.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go.
Wow.
I love it, on the way out.
Wow, that is, what a call from Herb.
Yeah.
Just analysis.
5 a.m. Flyers pickup on Saturday.
There is no way there's Flyers
getting. There's a 0% chance.
There is no way he is driving Flyers players anywhere at 5 a.m.
Well, you know he was going to be a security guard at the link until we got him fired.
because he was talking to you guys while he was on the job?
No. This is before he's even going to start. We're like, that's a bad idea, Eagles.
Yes. Right. Yeah, yeah. We ruined it before they even let him. We didn't even let him get in the door.
Well, because we asked him, or I think Marks asked him, what are you going to do if someone comes
somebody
in with a
tries
gun?
To come in there and take something. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, I'm going to take the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Do we have Buzz next?
Yeah.
Herb is security.
Yeah.
It's not like a ninth green at nine situation with the whole Flyers picking them up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's call Herb and tell him we're the Flyers.
There's a 0% chance.
There's no way. 5 a.m.? All right. Coming up next, Commissioner Buzz joins us, and we get an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Find out where we all fall in the power rankings if we are in the top five. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ah, look at you. Life under control. Errands done. How about groceries? Got them. Be proud of yourself. It's a good time to give yourself a reward. Now, you know you've been waiting all day for your favorite tasty cake treat, but which one? There are so many great choices. How about the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? Maybe it's a tasty baked pie. Well, no matter what you choose or where you are, it's always time for a tasty cake. So choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me! Burn down to one last breath, and will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Now, is it fair to say?
Yeah.
We're much louder at Chickies when we sing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. We sound like Creed when we're at Chickies.
Well, because we're performing for a crowd.
Dude, there's very few things I like more than when we're singing that at Chickies and everyone stops eating their crab fries and just stares at. And every time I'll say, sing along, because I know those people know this
they
song.
They know the song.
Nobody sings along. Nobody sings along. I did have a bit of a sing along in my car yesterday. I was like, I'm going to listen to some Three Doors Down. The same, you know, type of band as Creed. Okay. I was singing along for an hour in the car. Love in the car sing along. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Commissioner Buzz is with us. Commissioner Buzz is the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, of which Ike, myself, and Jack are all players, along with listeners, with 9 listeners. Buzz, the floor is yours.
Yes. Well, I know this is highly anticipated after the rankings caused a bit of a stir last week. We'll get to that last, but first we'll start with how you all did this week.
Yep.
Spike, you're back in the win column.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you beat Scott 165-114. You improved to 5-2. Malik Nabers was held in check by the Eagles, but basically everyone else popped off for you. It was a really, really solid week for Spike, who improves to 5-2.
165 points, just casual 165. You know,
just another week for Spike.
I told you I wasn't worried, Buzz. I told you I wasn't worried.
5-2, huh?
5-2.
5-2. Let's go to back to easy schedule Ike here, who had 46 points.
Cakewalk Ike?
Cakewalk Ike. He beat Brian 105-46.
How did that happen?
46? Did he set his lineup?
Yes, set the lineup, all active players. 46, got -3 from the Jets defense. Kyren Williams had 20 points and no one else had more than 8.
Yeah.
Well, it's the lowest I've ever seen
Kyren
in an active
Williams
fantasy.
Was the highest, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the lineup now. You're right. Yeah, man, this is bad.
Did he have anyone who should have? I mean, does he have any stars?
He had one player on the bench, Brian Robinson Jr.
Okay.
He scored 13 points.
Okay.
So he still would have lost by.
Wow, he could have gotten 65. The 50s.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a bad team, man.
Yeah, sounds bad.
This is a defending champ.
Yeah, he won the league last year.
Hey, man, you're only as good as your last game, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's all I know.
There's parity in this league.
What's my record, Buzz?
You're up to 5-2 also.
I mean, I'm in the top of first place then, right?
Well, there's points in fantasy.
Tie
for record, yes.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't let him intimidate you, guys.
Record-wise, yes. I'm just saying, fantasy does do a points tiebreaker also. Okay. Let's get to what Jack did this week. He won 129-99 over Kimberly.
No big deal.
He improves to 4-3. Mixon and Saquon both had 26. Kareem Hunt with 22. Kimberly, the winning streak ends at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was beating her chest a little bit last week.
She's real cocky.
Yeah.
Wow. Texting me during the game, like, oh, man, I'm so sad you have Saquon, but go Eagles, haha.
What's her record? She 2-5?
2-5, yes.
That's not a good record.
What's Jack's record?
He's at 4-3 now.
Yeah, but a lot of points.
Not as good as us. Not as many points as me.
You do realize your points don't really matter.
No, but it does show how good you are. You beat a guy who scored 43 points last week.
And I won a game where somebody scored. I think I only scored 90-some points. Yeah.
No, you were in the 70s and OG was in the 60s.
I can't wait to I don't think I've faced OG yet. I'm pretty excited for guaranteed.
That's a bye week
for everybody.
Yeah.
Takeaways from the week is Brian had the worst week in fantasy I've ever seen from someone with a full active roster.
Yes, sir.
And somehow all these bad weeks seem to happen against Ike. Another number one goes down with Yoshi. Lost 106-104 to Ryan.
Thank God. So sad to see.
There will be a new number one team in the league this week. We'll get to that in a minute. And by the way, no one in this room, Spike, Ike, Jack, none of you guys have played each other yet. But coming up in the next 3 weeks, let's take a look at the schedule. Jack versus Spike in week 8. That's this week.
Man.
Ike versus Spike in week 10. Jack versus Ike in week 11.
Ooh, here we go.
It's about to heat up in here.
Here we go. You're going down, Fritz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he challenged you.
Yeah, Fritz.
Yeah, I know. Well, because he knows that no one's going to show up when they play Ike.
That's a lot for 60 points that week.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase will somehow wind up with minus 8 points or something.
Don't even set your lineup. Yeah. So here are the new rankings. Jack Fritz, who got a win this week, remains at number 5.
Wow. Thank you.
He came in at 5, stays in the top 5. He remains at number 5. Yoshi, who was the previous number 1 team in the league.
Wow.
Gets dropped down to 4.
Whoa!
That's disappointing.
Rightfully so.
Gets dropped down to 4, which means Ike Reese moves up to number 3.
There we go. Slowly but surely.
He moves up to number 3.
He's like that team every year that's like undefeated late into the season that we all know is fraudulent, kind of like the 10-1 Eagles.
Sort of.
Never gets a good matchup on the other side. James was the number 3 team in the league. He moves up to number 2. And Spike Eskin, a brief drop down from number 1 back in the number 1 spot. Mm. He moves up from number 2 back to number 1, back into sole possession of first place if you count points into your standings.
But bro, yeah. I made this show.
Hell yeah, number 1 in points. I love seeing it.
I haven't even cracked the 800 point total yet. Man.
That's all
right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, defense wins championships.
Yep.
Other teams are just afraid to play.
Maybe everybody's not playing their players when I play them. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
all right.
Good job, Buzz. You have the right number one in there. Right number one.
And I don't want to be number one right now anyway.
That's a good point.
Just want the disrespect. Yes.
Well, you never want to peak too early.
My team hears all the noise.
That's right. Just like the Eagles outside. Did. Yep.
Being number one in this league is the kiss of death. No one stays there for more than a week or two anyway.
Wow.
Exactly, Buzz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, have you recovered from yesterday yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened yesterday?
No, my call screening when you were in the
Spike bullied him for 4 hours, essentially, on the air.
I did apologize. At the end.
You did.
Sorry.
Also told me to shut up.
Well, I did.
Well,
you earned that. Yeah. You know?
This show's on a big shut up kick. Cut in on it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Commissioner Buzz.
Good job. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's half-off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half-off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad that Joel Embiid played in the Olympics? 59% say no, 41% say yes. I'm actually shocked that 41% of the people said yes.
Patriotic.
Yeah. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris? Chris.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
Got some clarity by being on hold, so thank you so much. It cleared my head.
Okay, good.
I was a little crazy, so I was just doing my zen. I figured out I don't hate Belichick now after you played that while I was on hold. I love him because he destroyed New York. I mean, if that ain't saying all you can do is up there after you heard that interview, just start packing your stuff now. Just have that box on the side of your desk. You're all getting zipped like in the car business back in the day. You put a box right next to your desk. Like, what's that? They said, put your stuff in there and get out.
Yeah, can you imagine Joe Shane sitting somewhere watching and seeing Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee just obliterating you?
You know what he was screaming? Scotch! I need some scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch.
with no ice filled up to the rim.
Yeah.
So I came to that conclusion. And I love Elliott, man, even though sometimes his takes are tough. Nobody can be beaten up, Elliott. He can take as many boxing lessons as he wants. I like Elliott. That ain't going to help you, dude. I would just grab him. If I grabbed him, I'd take his soul.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. I want to be clear. We don't want, if you see Elliott, we don't want anybody proving anything.
Somebody's going to try him.
Yeah.
I can Jack know when I'm messing, when I'm serious. I mean, you know, Johnny didn't one time. He got a little outrageous. I told him I'd drive down there and didn't. Ike had to tell Johnny, you know, pipe down. He's a little bit wacky. But I like Buzz. He seems like a nice young dude that's going to shoot up the ladder over there like all those young dudes. I don't call when he's taking calls either because he just puts me on hold. I never get on, dude. I don't even know what I did to that kid. But if that's what he got to do to get up the ladder, do it, brother. You only do it once. Get there to the top.
That kid treats every caller the same way, man.
Yes.
No, man, no preferential treatment from him.
No. And
I don't even get one of those little ones like, yo, man, you're like the 19th caller. You're just in the death zone, man, just waiting to just be an autopsy, just taking out all the organs.
Well, insane. In fairness to Buzz, when he works for us, it's on Mondays, and we have so much stuff on Mondays that it gets difficult to get to everyone. But
that's true.
But Buzz hates you, so
that's okay. I don't hate anybody.
He doesn't really hate you.
Yeah, no, I'm
Buzz
just kidding.
Can hate me. He's a young dude. I saw a picture of him, man. I don't even want to take his soul.
Oh, that's no, I was just kidding. He doesn't actually hate you. He might.
Yeah, I'm a Sixers season ticket holder. Spike, I don't know if I ever told you that, 31 years.
Wow.
Yep.
I was until 21. I think I was for almost 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like 94, 93, something like that. Me and my brother.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it's not even the optics anymore. It's just me looking like a complete ass to my children. I bought those tickets when two of them weren't even born. Now the ones at the university down in Glassboro, you know where that is, like. And she just turned legal to vote. She just saw that. She texted me today. She goes, Dad, why are you spending $12,000 anymore? Like, we only go to a handful of games. Like, I don't even want my tickets. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I get whatever their plan is, it's their plan. They own it. Like, some people tell me, they go, Chris, you know, you should do this at your stores. You should do that. I go, yeah, but I don't know last time, like, I got a partner. I own it. I'm not doing it your way. I'm doing it my way. But I'm just, after this year, because they got my money now. And then with the new parking thing, Spike, did you bring that up?
I didn't know there was a new parking thing. No, what's that?
Oh, you got to go through a new turnstile. I didn't really look at my email yet like the flyers do. They're going to open up gates and let two cars in at a time. By the time I get out of there, it's going to be on a Friday night. It's going to be Monday.
Wait, could you I don't mean to belabor this, but could you explain again what they're going to do? I don't
yeah,
understand what you mean.
Well, if you got some flyers ticket holders or went down to the game. You go to the game now. They didn't even tell me it yet. I emailed them. There's certain entrances now. They're going to have a bar like Easy Pass and open up the bar to get in. They're going to allow two cars or four cars at a time or something. I'm like,
well, why is that bad?
The game will be over. I know how to get in and out of those parking lots. The game, that parking lot's a hot, that's worse hot mess than my ex-in-laws.
No, Chris, I'm trying to. By not stopping to pay.
Right, he's saying cars are going to be able to just go in
quicker.
Yeah. How about when there's an issue? How about when there's an issue, Spike, and somebody forgets to get their credit card and you can't talk to a human being? Like when you call up Comcast.
Oh, well, that's not six. That's not the Sixers don't own the building or the parking. That's on the Wells Fargo Center.
Spike, there's a couple places that I don't own my buildings. But I tell my landlord, I go, listen, dude, you want another 3-5 year terms? You're going to pave my lot.
Can I tell you? No, they don't. And this isn't worm or anything. They have no control over the parking.
Not a worm. You're a decent dude.
Yeah, I can understand you're frustrated with that, but I don't think that has anything to do with the team.
$12,000, and I home opener. I know what I get. I get two superstars out. I get whatever the parking is going to be now. And I love the guy. You know who he is. He's a big crab fry guy. He makes his money. I go, $38 for three cutlets, man, for my kid. It cost me a four. All I know is I'm not mad. I'm a 4-for-4 guy. And at the end of the year, I'll take my $12,000 and I'll go on a fishing trip. I just don't need it. And like I said, you guys are all good guys. All right, Jack, I love you, Spike. I'm starting to like you. I just can't follow all your rules because I'm not that smart, but listen, man.
You're doing good.
Listen. Yeah, I don't like being treated like a smartass because, like, Tom, I'll take your soul, man.
Yeah.
You'll put your
teeth right in his forehead.
Lord, yep.
I know that.
Say the Lord, yep, I'll put my teeth in your forehead. May the Lord be with you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that is something else. All right, Chris.
A lot of violence.
All right. Jack, do your thing.
I love violence, and I promote it.
Man. It's a tense program today.
He's like, I don't want people getting in the parking lot quicker.
Sixers fault. Sixers fault.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, it's a tense show. But one thing that's never tense is when you go to National Appliance Warehouse to get your appliances.
Of course not.
No, you walk
in. Tell him Fritz sent you.
Well, if you tell him Fritz sent you, again, there's going to be confetti falling from the ceilings. That's the deal that me and Mark Smackin worked out. He's the owner of National Appliance Warehouse. He's talking to me about how they have a new savings event going on at National Appliance Warehouse. You always know you're going to get the best price down at National Appliance Warehouse because it's in tax-free Delaware, because of Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse, where they instantly update price tags all throughout the store, and if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But right now, the Friends and Family Savings event is going on, so you'll save even more. Your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But just because your dollar is stretching further, you're always saving money, doesn't mean you're not getting a great experience, a great atmosphere, a true family-like atmosphere. That is something that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart. And they have over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom, from sub-zero to budget. Everything you could possibly need for your appliance needs is at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware, and as always, tell them Fred sent you.
The quick thing on season tickets. He said he spends all that money on season tickets. Unless you have a ton of money and go to a large majority of the games, I can't see the advantage.
Being a season ticket holder.
Having done it for years, and I did it through a lot of the process years, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's so, you end up just doing math all year and selling, you know, if I sell these tickets, you know, if I sell the Warriors game, then that'll pay for the next four games. And it's just stress. And you already have enough stress wanting the team to do well, much less making your money back on an expensive thing. My advice to people would be, if you go to three games a year, buy the tickets to those three games.
Just those three games.
Rather than the frustration and anxiety of... Eagles is different. People go to Eagles games, they go to almost every game.
Oh, yeah.
It's eight games or nine games that year. But 41 home games or 81...
That's a lot of basketball.
It's just like a lot for all those things.
I used to do the 10-game package.
Yes, and that's cool, too.
I used to like to do the 10-game package.
But the full season, and I agree with him, too. When the NBA started doing this load management thing as a preventative measure, one of the things the NBA does, I don't know if baseball does it or hockey does it, but they do, I don't think the Eagles do, but they do tiered pricing. So if you're playing a better team, they charge you more money, but you don't get any money back if the good players
don't play. Yep.
And I do think that sucks for fans. The tickets are expensive enough already. So 215, we should do text line, right? Let's do the text line. Is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Good preview today.
Yeah, I knew the text line was going to come after me today. I knew it. I can't believe I did that still.
It was like, it just went so fast.
Yeah, it flew. I didn't even think about it. All right. What's next? Dude, Eric Gordon doesn't miss games.
Yeah. Well, he also doesn't exert a lot of energy when he's out there. He knows where he's going, and he's putting it up when he gets it.
Yeah, he's like me in pickup, man.
Let it fly?
Well, I just go to three-point line.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the paint. Rebounding? You kidding me?
Eric Gordon is... I loved P.J. Tucker. Eric Gordon is my P.J. Tucker. I've wanted the Sixers to get
better
Eric Gordon.
Better than P.J. Tucker.
Yes. Meaning that there are certain players in the NBA that I've always wanted on the Sixers.
Yep.
I've always wanted Eric Gordon. I love Eric Gordon. I think he is a great sort of, you know, role player guy. I've always wanted Eric Gordon.
No, it's funny when you say that because I know I was one of the people who always wanted Patrick Beverly on the Sixers.
Yes. I wanted Pat Bev so bad.
Yeah, the experience of Pat Bev was up and down.
He taught that team some things last year.
Yeah.
Toughness.
What's next? Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Long
way to wait.
Yeah.
Too deep for 550.
Yes. What's next? Oh, God. Well, Was I an optics guy today?
Well, you said optics at the beginning. Oh, okay. Arguing about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next? I don't even remember that.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. I'm coming.
Now, you asked if we could send Tucker to video the boxing class.
Please.
And he said no, but I think we could bully him into that.
Yes.
Because he loves being featured in content. I need to see Elliot in the boxing.
All I'm saying is there are a couple of people I've seen try to learn boxing, and you could tell they've never been in a fight. Stephen A. Smith, when he was punching, you can pull it up. You can pull it up with no problem. And Meek. Meek was
really?
He was doing some boxing stuff. I'm like, dude, this dude couldn't have been in a fight before, man.
Well, he had an opportunity to fight off some people and...
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Dump that. Come on, man. Why did I even go down that road?
Because every time I mention him, you start looking nervous.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where it's going.
What's next?
Yeah.
Let's go to OG.
Oh, let's do it. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Y'all going to hell. I'm telling you right now. All three of y'all going to hell. Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you. You got a guy, and y'all saying pause with this stuff. You got...
What'd you say, OG?
Forks in you.
OG, you went in and out. Could you just start over again after the going to hell thing?
Yeah, I said you got a guy talking to... Y'all should have been saying pause. Talking about taking your soul and putting forks in your forehead. And, I mean, I'm like, what are we doing here? Then you got Chuck is a wild worm. You got Freaky Deaky Yoshi.
Yep.
What the hell going on since I've been off? I left for 2 days.
Well,
man, I come back. I come back and y'all talking about my record. I'm thinking the name of the damn fantasy was to get the lowest amount of points, like turnovers. Now y'all talking about I got to score the most points?
Yeah. You think it's like golf.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what, OG. OG, you're on the verge of never being allowed back in the league again.
Yep. Listen, we've been swindled.
I had it all wrong. Nobody told me that it was about the most points scored. I thought it was the least. So the next year I'll do better.
No, hell no. There's no next
Absolutely
year.
Absolutely not.
And you disrespected us by not showing up to the draft.
That's right, until he was 30 minutes late.
You had your little helper drafting for you.
That was another thing, too. Y'all set me up because nobody told me that the game was going on and you got to get here earlier because I got caught in traffic.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I'm saying? But then y'all started the draft 5 minutes earlier than y'all were supposed to start it.
Nobody told OG that at 5 o'clock in Philadelphia there would be traffic.
Promoting it for a month when we were going to when the draft was going to start.
First pick was, the first pick, you had Jalen Hurts anyway. So you had to wait for the whole snake to come back around.
I got to tell y'all, I am going to write WIP's management and let them know that y'all cheating the callers.
No, that's not what we're doing.
I felt cheated.
Well, there's a little charity you're giving. You're giving everybody a win in the fantasy league when they face you. So I appreciate that.
Listen, I got a heart of gold. Every time I go to a metal detector, it goes off, right? And they'd be shaking me down and everything. I said, listen, I got a heart of gold. Don't even worry about it. That go off every time I come through. You know what I'm saying? But listen, let me tell you something about this here. There's a lot of lies being told around here. You know what I'm saying? Now that the Sixers is coming along and everything is on the plate, Spike, you starting to show your Keisha, buddy.
What's that
I
mean?
I gotta tell you that.
Just keep moving. But keep it going, yes.
Yeah, it's
out of you already.
Joel Embiid is under attack right now. Just like when Jalen's under attack, y'all want to come at me and everything.
That's what he was trying to get to, yes.
The Bryce thing.
Yeah, so but you know, I do it better than you do, though.
Let me tell you something else.
I just block you on Twitter.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something else. I don't know if y'all are really friends with Elliot, because someone should tell him, before you start taking the damn subway and all, learn and get past the class. How is you just learning to fight and you taking the damn, what if they beat you up in between classes?
He's not going to know what to do.
Look, I just want to see him fight off an intruder on the L.
Can we set that up?
Of course I know what you're saying. Of course I know what you're saying.
You can't go into the jungle and then talk about, well, wait a minute, I got to go get to a club. No, bro. The fight is going on. It's going down. Like, you're going down.
Come here, man, you.
I got to come.
Man, you.
All right, OG.
All right, OG, we got to go. We're going to trade blows, me and you.
Yeah. Stick them up.
Stick them up. All right. Fritz at 6 next, Riding with the King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
I can tell you one Riding with the King I'm not listening to. That is tonight.
Especially
not doing six or tall.
Especially the first 10 minutes.
Oh, man. Oh, especially after an Eagles win. He feels like he's on the coaching staff.
Right now.
Yeah. Him and Nikki. Combo, I'm sure.
We designed a great game plan. I heard him say that yesterday. No, you didn't say that. By the way, one thing, Jack, that you have to get him to commit to. I got him to say, well, he wouldn't totally commit, that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he's got to shave his head in solidarity with Sirianni.
I heard that. What is that going on?
Well, he wants people to pay him for it or something. He said he'd give half the money to charity.
Well, where's the other half going?
To him.
The Howard Eskin fund?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hasn't he stolen enough money?
Yes. You got to get him to commit to that. All right. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm going to tell you about my friends over at Guida. I do appreciate the folks over at Guida in that, first of all, they're selling a high-quality product, the high-quality windows, high-quality doors down there in Delco. But the thing that I appreciate about them is they want to make it easier for you to do so. I know you've put off replacing your windows. Ah, it's too expensive. It's a hassle, yada, yada, yada. Same with doors. But Guida, when you go Guida, they're going to make that easier on you by making it more affordable. The buy one, get one half-off sale still going on. Very clear. You buy a door. Next door, 50% off. Buy a window, next window, 50% off. And it doesn't have to be window for window, door for door. You can mix and match. So as many windows and doors as you buy, the next one is going to be 50% off. Also, from an affordability standpoint, they're going to let you start the whole thing with no money down. They're going to let you do the 18 months interest-free financing. This is not going to go on forever. Limited time thing. There are restrictions. So I want you to call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll get you your details. They'll give you a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.